For most American teens, performing Shakespeare is an optional activity. For some teens in Berkshire County, Massachusetts, though, the course is mandatory. An innovative program is celebrating its 10th year working with juvenile offenders and achieving dramatic success.
A King of Mercy!
12 young actors are rehearsing the opening scene from Shakespeare's Henry V, which they will perform in less than 2 weeks. None of them is here by choice.
You know, some people are here for worse reasons than others, but I don't know, I'm here because of assault and battery.
15-year-old Tim, like most of the teens here, was not a fan of the Bard of Avon when the group first started meeting 3.5 weeks ago.
You know, the judge sentenced me here, so my first thoughts were kind of, you know, this is kind of, Shakespeare's not my thing, you know, plays kind of, you know, I'd rather not. But it's a lot easier than picking up trash, you know, and doing that. So, you know, I gave it a try.
And he has discovered there's a lot to like about Shakespeare.
So everyone has a sword?
The assault and battery and you hand me a sword? In Shakespeare, I didn't think that was going to happen, not at all. I'm glad they trust us, though.
The trust and respect director Kevin Coleman shows his young actors is returned in full. The teens clearly enjoy working with him. He has them singing in Latin. Dancing to Elizabethan music. And he inspires them to embrace Shakespeare.
If you present it to them in a way that engages their imagination, that engages their playfulness, that engages their willingness, they come alive.
As director of education for Shakespeare and Company Theater in Lenox, Massachusetts, Coleman was approached by the principal of the local high school more than 30 years ago to develop a theater program for the students.
And he went on to become the first kind of presiding juvenile court judge in Berkshire County. And as soon as that happened, this was years ago, he called me up and said, this thing we did in the high school with doing Shakespeare with kids, could we do that with the court kids?
When I became a judge, I thought, these are the same kinds of kids as I had as a principal. They just come before me under different circumstances.
Judge, formerly principal, Paul Paracci.
They have the same kind of needs to develop self-esteem, to develop communication skills, to be able to more properly manage their anger.
10 years ago, the first group of teens went through the program. Since then, more than 200 kids have been sentenced to Shakespeare, and the program has received widespread recognition, including a 2006 award from the White House. Paul Paracci stepped down from the bench last year when he turned 70, the mandatory retirement age for judges in Massachusetts. But teens are still getting sentenced to the program, and Shakespeare in the Courts is still going strong under Coleman's direction.
Yes! Nice job!
They come in with, you know, a backpack full of hurt and resentment and fear and injustice. We're not there to fix them. It's not about fixing them. So will they get into trouble after they've done this program? Sure, because they're adolescents. Will they get into as much trouble? No.
That's because the teens do change.
It's given me more patience because how long it takes us to do scenes, sometimes, you know, we got to be patient and get through it.
And that alone may prevent Tim from ending up in court again. All that patience and hard work definitely pay off at the final performance, says Judge Paracci.
You got family members, parents, siblings, grandparents, friends. A lot of these kids invite their teachers, of all people, to come in, and their lawyers. And the relatives and the teachers and all are proud of these kids. So everybody's got big smiles and flowers for the kids and little gifts.
For many of the young actors, it's the first time they have gotten praise for something they've done. Susan Logue, VOA News, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.